Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Aplik reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Addictions come in many forms, and they almost always hurt more than just the person suffering the addiction. Addictions often destroy families. Gambling is one such addiction, too often dismissed as innocent entertainment. March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month, but many people are not aware of the extent of the gambling problem our state and our nation face right now. Gambling addiction is becoming increasingly problematic, especially with the addition of online sports betting. Since the U.S. Supreme Court opened the door for sports betting in 2018, 38 states have legalized the activity. 57% of sports bettors use their credit card to place bets, and as a result, 51% of those bettors go into debt. Each year, the sports betting industry continues to break its own records. Americans spend an estimated $150 billion, yes, that's a billion with a B, on sports bets in 2024. And despite the fun and rewards that celebrities and star athletes insist you'll reap after playing on their sponsored sports betting app, the reality is gambling is actively destroying lives. According to Time magazine, calls to problem gambling hotlines have sharply increased and, quote, research suggests that sports betting depletes investment accounts of already financially vulnerable households, increases bankruptcy risk, and even contributes to upticks in intimate partner violence, end quote. What does this actually look like in real life? For starters, for every dollar bet, household investment falls by $2. According to the National Council on Problem Gambling, approximately 2.5 million people in the United States meet the criteria for having a severe gambling problem in any given year. Around 5 to 8 million more individuals are considered to have a mild or moderate gambling problem, but still experience issues in their lives as a direct result of their gambling. Gambling is costly on a societal level as well. Problem gambling costs about $14 billion nationally every year due to job loss, bankruptcy, healthcare, and criminal justice costs. Wisconsin is not immune to these problems. In 2021, Governor Evers unilaterally made online sports betting legal here if the person is on casino property, outside or inside. Wisconsin has over 26 casinos and is nearing a deal on putting a 27th in Kenosha. Kenosha is the fourth most populated city in Wisconsin with almost 100,000 residents. The addition of a casino in Kenosha would absolutely hurt individuals, families, and the community at large. Presumably, this casino would also offer sports betting while on casino property, since in general, what one tribe gets, they all get. Undoubtedly, Governor Evers' move to legalize online sports betting drew the attention of young people in particular, thinking it's harmless and an easy way to win some cash. Sadly, they're wrong. Sports bettors are three times more likely to develop a gambling addiction than other types of gamblers, and those 44 years old and under place the most bets. In fact, 28% of people between the ages of 21 and 34 place bets at least once a month. This is the age that men and women could be, dare we say, should be, getting married and starting families. Instead, many are drawn into a world of problem gambling and the turmoil and instability that follow. Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling estimates that over 333,000 Wisconsin residents already have a gambling problem, which is defined as affecting their finances, their families, and their employment. This number is conservative, but still represents almost 6% of Wisconsin's total population and over 7% of our population over the age of 18. This number could increase as more casinos, like the one proposed in Kenosha, are established in Wisconsin. While the world tries to pass off sports betting as a harmless way to make quick cash and to root for your favorite team, we know it's dangerous and should be avoided. With the popularity of March Madness approaching, we encourage people to talk to their friends, family, and coworkers, especially young college-age men, about saying no to gambling. Many people are simply unaware of the financial and societal destruction that is happening nationwide and right here in Wisconsin as a result of problem gambling. Pray against the expansion of gambling in Wisconsin and join us in raising awareness of this devastating addiction. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Jelaine Aplik reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Aplik, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.